it's gone on too long at this stage. With hotels here in Donegal who have noticed a 25% increase on their insurance premiums, you know, from last year to this year, and that's just not sustainable. We have hotels who have had no claims against them, and their premiums are still going up. So we would say there's absolutely no justification for it. And this, coupled with, you know, many false claims, you know, with people pretending to slip on floors, pretending to fall, and trying to get a claim and trying to get the hotel, you know, to pay out money even before it goes through the insurance company. So it's a serious problem and a huge issue for us here in Donegal.
And we know the county is home to a lot of smaller hotels who are already struggling. I'm sure these rising premiums are creating even more difficulty for them.
Yeah, like, I mean, you just careful the straw that will break the camel's back. You know, the VAT came at a terrible time. That coupled, you know, with a lot of hotels won't get their premiums in sort of in June or July, and a lot of them were just shocked. And, you know, when they asked their broker to shop around, there seemed to be very little competition in the market. And, you know, a lot of insurance companies are, you know, portraying that they're not interested in insuring hotels, that they're very high risk. But there certainly doesn't seem to be very much competition in the market. And it's very, very difficult for hotels, you know, especially here in rural Ireland. And that's just saying, you know, the VAT rate, the whole effect of Brexit. You know, we're struggling here very much in Donegal at the minute. Sterling, before the Brexit vote came in, was at 144. You know, now it's down to 108 or 109. That's making us 30% more expensive than Northern Ireland. So it's very, very difficult. And really, it's time that the government just stop listening to the insurance companies and become more aggressive, as Pierce Doherty was at the Rocks Committee last week. And it's time for action.
You mentioned the VAT rate. There is speculation that it may be reintroduced, that 9% VAT rate, in the case of a hard Brexit. Is that something that you would be hoping for?
Well, it could be too late at that stage. You know, there's many businesses in Donegal that are just finding it very, very difficult. As I say, you know, the exchange rate has gone against them. There's more competition from Northern Ireland. Insurance costs, you know, have gone through the roof, you know, so it's really, it's now that the government need to be tackling this, you know, not at the end of October, because there's many small businesses, you know, and small restaurants who may not make it to October the way things are going.